感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再次来到神的殿中。
Thank God that the Sunday morning will come to the presence of God.
我们一起来继续来思想神的话语。
Today we'll continue to study the Word of God.
我们大家可以一起来看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音三章二十二节到三十节。
This scripture is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 22 to 30. And you can see the screen. Let's read together.
约翰福音三章二十二节起。这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。那时约翰还没有下在监里，约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼，就来见约翰说：拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。约翰说：若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里。我们一起来
This is the scripture.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you, you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督，上帝的独生爱子，无罪的羔羊，担负我们的罪，在十字架上把他自己献为赎罪祭。
We thank Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and offer himself on the cross as the sin offering.
感谢主耶稣基督受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们罪得赦免，我们并且得着永生的盼望。
We thank that Jesus Christ died on the cross and thirdly raised from the dead, and so that all of us who trust in Jesus Christ will have the eternal hope and our sin will be forgiven.
感谢神将你的话语借着圣经赐给我们，并且赐下圣灵带领我们来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
And we thank God that gave us your word through the Bible and also gave us the Holy Spirit help us to understand and the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become a lamp upon feet, light upon path.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
骄傲是非常可怕的罪。
And pride is a very terrible thing.
骄傲可以说是人可以说是一切堕落犯罪的根源。
And pride, you can call it's all the source of a corrupt and falling.
魔鬼就是因为骄傲而堕落。
And the devil was falling because of his pride.
在以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节描述了魔鬼的堕落。
And Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14 actually described how devil actually is falling.Was falling.
我们大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以一起来读以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节。
And we actually can read this passage together. And Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14.
以赛亚书十四章十二节起，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处， 我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。这段经文描述了魔鬼的堕落。
So this scripture described how devil was fallen.
他本来是明亮之星，早晨之子。
And he was the star of a bright in the morning.
但是他却骄傲自高，他要与神同等。
But he is so pride, he want to be the same as the Most High.
结果他就堕落。
And as a result, he fall.
所以堕落这个词让我们今天想到好像是往下落。
And the falling that word, if we think about it, is from the top to go down.
但是事实上从圣经中我们可以看到堕落就是不守本位。
And, but from the Bible, we can see the falling is actually said that it does not keep his own status.
原来是明亮之星，原来是早晨之子。但他不愿意守在他这个位置上面。
And he was the star of the morning and the star of the bright, but he don't want to be at his position.
他要升高，他说我要升高，与至高的神同等。
And he said, I will ascend, and I want ascend to the like of the Most High.
所以在他自己看来，他是在上升，在升高。
So in his own view, he's trying to ascending.
但事实上他是在堕落。
But it is a falling.
同样的亚当夏娃也是因为骄傲而堕落犯罪。
And in the same way, Adam and Eve, their falling is because of their pride.
魔鬼诱惑夏娃说，你吃了这分别善恶树上的果子，你就可以像上帝一样。
And the devil tempted evil, Eve said, when you eat that So it's very obvious that Eve want to be like a God.
夏娃不甘心做人，不甘心做上帝之下的人。
And she is not want to become be a person, a man under God.
显然亚当跟夏娃心中是同样的。
And obviously Adam is the same thought as Eve.
所以他们一起吃了那神不要他们吃的分别善恶树上的果子。
And so they eat the fruit that God forbid them to eat.
所以他们堕落犯罪。
So they fall and sin.
在亚当夏娃他们自己看来，他们说我要升高，我要升高像神一样。
In their own view, Adam and Eve is thinking about they want to be ascended like a God.
但是事实上他们是堕落犯罪。
But in fact, they fall and sin.
他们失去他们原来作为人荣耀的样子，他们堕落，玷污败坏他们身上神的形象。
They lost their original glory image of created according to God, and they lost this glorified image.
斯布珍说过一句话，他说：“骄傲是第一个罪，也是最后一个罪。”
And Charles Spurgeon actually said pride is the first sin and it's the last sin.
这句话就是说，人第一个犯的罪就是骄傲，由骄傲可以产生许许多多的罪出来。
And that what he's trying to say is this pride is the first sin that people commit. Out of pride, and people can commit a lot of other sins.
然后骄傲又是最后一个罪，就是最难除去的罪。最后死亡的罪。
And then he said, "Sin is the last sin. The pride is the last sin." What they mean is that sin is the one, the pride is the one that the last to die to be eliminated. The sin.
感谢神，我们今天一开始所读的经文，让我们看到一个不骄傲的人。
But thank God, today the passage we just read, and let's see a person.Who is not pride?
就是施洗约翰。
And it's the John the Baptist.
其实施洗约翰是不止一次说，他自己是如何的卑微，他自己是如何的渺小。
And John the Baptist is more than one time he said how humble, how inferior he himself is.
那么在约翰福音，1章26到28节，施洗约翰就在这里说。 他连给耶稣基督解鞋带他都不配。
In John chapter 1 verse 26-28, John actually talk about he's not even worthy to tie the sandals strip for Jesus.
事实上司徒约翰他也说就是他所施的这个洗有价值但是这个价值非常有限就是用水所施的洗。
And basically what John says is the Baptist, John the Baptist said,The baptism he performed, yes, there is a value, but it's very limited. This, the baptism with water is very limited. The effect is very limited.
他说将来主耶稣要用圣灵和火给人施洗，那才是真正的有宝贵价值的施洗。
And then he said, yet to come is the Jesus will baptize people with Holy Spirit and fire. And that is the most precious baptism that people can have.
让我们今天一开始就读到的经文约翰福音三章二十八到三十节这里更是可以看到尤其是三十节司徒约翰说他必兴旺我必衰微。
And then in today's passage we even see more and especially in the 30 verse 30 he said he must increase but mine must decrease.
所以当施洗约翰的门徒告诉约翰就是说你曾经施洗的那一位就是耶稣现在人们都到他那里去了并且他跟他的门徒也在给人施洗。
And when the disciple of John the Baptist told John said hey the person you baptized before and a lot of people run to them and he and his disciple start to baptize other people
事实上耶稣从来没有给人用水施过洗是耶稣的门徒用水给人施洗。
But in fact, Jesus actually himself never baptized people with water, and it is the disciple of Jesus they do baptism at that time.
所以从施洗约翰的门徒的话语当中，我们可以看见这个门徒的这个心里的气氛。
And so from what the disciple of John the Baptist, we can see the kind of mad of this feeling.
但是我们却从施洗约翰的话语当中，我们看见他的喜乐。
But from what John the Baptist said, we see his joy.
他说，司徒约翰说，我这喜乐满足了。
And he said, therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
因为他听见了耶稣的，这个关于耶稣的消息，然后就像这个伴郎听到了新郎的声音。
Because he gave a parable, said that because his joy is fulfilled, because he hear what about Jesus. It's just like the friend of a bridegroom hear the voice of a bridegroom.
所以其实从这里我们可以看到，就是一个谦卑的人呢，给他带来喜乐，他的谦卑给他带来喜乐。
So we can see here from a humble person, and his humbleness actually bring joy to him.
而一个骄傲的人呢？他的骄傲给他带来非常大的愁苦，甚至是记恨，甚至是愤怒。
So we can see a person with pride. That pride usually bring him a bitterness and angry or envy.
事实上，如果我们去思想哈、啊，去看，很多的时候，我们到底为什么愁苦，为什么痛苦？
And if we think, examine ourselves, a lot of times why we are unhappy or in bitterness.
因为我们喜欢跟人家比。
Because a lot of times we want to compare ourselves with others.
为什么他有我没有
？Why he has it, I don't have it.
为什么他得到了我没有得到
？Why she has it, but I don't gain it.
为什么居然连他也得到了？
Why even he get it?
为什么他跟我一样？他凭什么跟我一样呢
？And why he or she is the same as me? By what?
所以很多的时候，这些想法给我们带来愁苦。
Many times, this type of comparison, this type of thinking, bring the bitterness in our life.
但是我们思想一下，司徒约翰说，司徒约翰他说他自己连给耶稣解鞋带他都不配。
And but Jesus will look at John the Baptist, and he himself said, I'm even not worthy to tie the shoelace for Jesus.
所以当司徒约翰的门徒让司徒约翰去跟耶稣比的时候，司徒约翰的门徒可能也希望看见司徒约翰表达出跟他们一样的愤怒，甚至是记恨。
So when the disciple of John the Baptist told John about this, and I guess they expect that John the Baptist will express similar bitterness or jealous or this type of feeling.
但他哪里看到司徒约翰却表达出极大的喜乐？他说：“我的喜乐满足了。”
But they didn't think that.Actually, John the Baptist expressed a great joy, and he said, joy of a mind is fulfilled.
他甚至说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And he going further, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease.
所以，一个谦卑的人，他是喜乐，给他带来极大的喜乐，也给他带来极大的自由。
So the humble person will bring a great joy to him and will bring great freedom and liberty to him.
而一个骄傲自高的人，他很容易失去喜乐，然后很容易心里愁苦，甚至是记恨苦毒。
And a person of a pride, it's very easy to fall in the life, in the trap of happiness and bitterness and jealousy and this type of status.
我们都知道使徒约翰写下约翰福音，在这个约翰福音20章25节，圣灵感动使徒约翰说他写下关于耶稣很多很多的事情他都没有写下来。
And we know that John the Apostle John, and when he wrote the book of John, Gospel of John, in the later chapter he mentioned thatJesus actually did a lot of things. He is not able to put all of them down, write all of them down.
所以他只是写下很小很小的一部分。
And he basically say only he wrote a very small portion of what Jesus' life, in the Gospel of John.
所以这就告诉我们，就是圣灵感动使徒约翰写下约翰福音的时候，他所记述下来耶稣的言行以及这个记述的顺序。是有非常重大的意义和价值的。
So that actually implies when John the Baptist, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, write down the book of Gospel of John, and in terms of the things he recorded and the order he recorded has some its most significance.
所以我们会看到约翰福音三章，28到30节，这里提到了司徒约翰，但是在前面记载的是什么呢？
And so here we can see chapter 3, it talks about John the Baptist. And then before that, what it records.
在前面记载的是一个法利赛人尼哥底母跟耶稣之间的一段对话。
And before that, there's a record of one event. That's Nicodemus, and a Jew called Nicodemus, and his conversation with Jesus.
然后耶稣就是告诉这个尼哥底母，就是人必须要从圣灵重生，人才可以见神的国。
And in that conversation that Jesus told this Nicodemus, said, man must be born again, and then he can see the kingdom of God.
然后当然，尼哥底母是没有办法理解耶稣说的这句话。
Of course, at that time, Nicodemus actually couldn't understand what Jesus said.
但是接下来呢，这里就记载了施洗约翰。
And then follow up that event that record that the John the Baptist.
那么施洗约翰，我们都知道他是在母腹的时候就是被圣灵充满的。
And we know that Bible recorded that John the Baptist actually when he was in the womb of his mother, it was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们来思想啊，一个被圣灵重生的人，或者说一个被圣灵所充满的人，到底是什么样子呢？这样的人可以见到神的国，那他到底是什么样子呢
？So we can see a person who filled with the Holy Spirit or gave a rebirth by the Holy Spirit. What kind of person would be looks like? And because the filled with the Holy Spirit, according to Jesus, they should see the kingdom of God. So what kind of people would be looks like?
哎，马上，约翰福音就记载了这样的一个人，从小， 在妈妈肚子里就被圣灵充满的使徒约翰。
And so immediately after Jesus talked to Nicodemus, and it shows a person as filled with the Holy Spirit. Actually, according to the Bible, John was filled with the Holy Spirit, even he was in the womb of his mother.
所以一个被圣灵所充满的人，他是一个谦卑的人。
So we can see a person filled with the Holy Spirit is a person who is a very humble person.
今天有的时候我们会误解一个被圣灵所充满的人是个什么样子。
And today we could have a misconception of a person filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们会想，哇，一个被圣灵所充满的人，一定是有非常大的能力，也一定可以做很多人无法做到的事情，因为他被神的灵所充满。
We conceptualize a person with the Holy Spirit. A person must have a very big strength and power. He can do a lot of things ordinary people cannot do because he is filled with the Spirit of God.
我们今天可能会想，一个被圣灵所充满的人，啊，一定是有非常高的智慧，哇，可以讲出非常深奥的道理。
And we think that today the person filled with the Holy Spirit must have a great wisdom. They can preach a good sermon or good theory.
但是施洗约翰从来没有行过任何一个神迹。
But John the Baptist never performed a miracle.
施洗约翰也没有讲什么深奥的道理，施洗约翰讲的话都是通俗易懂。
And John the Baptist also didn't preach very like a sophisticated preach, and what he said is very plain and very easy to understand.
但是他却表现出一个与世人迥然不同的一个生命，就是他很谦卑。
But he exhibited a very different life, with other people. Is that he is very humble.
骄傲是在人的生命当中，就是罪人当中一个根深蒂固的罪性。
And the pride is the very deep rooted in our human nature. It's the sin that deep rooted in our nature.
其实我们会看见，今天无论在什么样的人身上，你都会看到骄傲的影子。
Actually, today, from whatever kind of people, you can see the pride.
但是在施洗约翰身上，他却说：“他必兴旺，我必衰微。”
But in John the Baptist, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease.
然后我们特别要注意，当施洗约翰讲这句话的时候，他不是无可奈何，他不是好像很委屈，他说我是充满喜乐，然后他讲这句话。
And we have to pay attention when he says.Rather, he is very, very passionately, very happily, filled with joy, and say that.
奥古斯丁曾经说过，就是你若问我基督教的这个真正的精义到底是什么
？And Saint Augustine actually said, if you ask me what the true meaning of Christianity,
然后奥古斯丁说，第一是谦卑，第二是谦卑，第三还是谦卑。
And St. Augustine said, first is humble, second is humble, and the third, humble again.
然后穆安德烈也说，谦卑不是诸多基督徒品格当中的一种。
And Andrew also said, humble is not one of the lot of attributes of Christianity, a Christian.
他说，谦卑是基督徒品格的母亲，或者说是基督徒所有品格的这个根。
And he said, humble is not just one of the lot of characteristics of a Christian, but humble is the mother of all the Christian character, and is the root of all the Christian character.
所以我们今天从施洗约翰身上，我们来思想谦卑。我们不禁会问一个问题：到底什么是真正的谦卑？圣经所说的谦卑到底是什么？
So today, when we think about humble, think about John the Baptist. Let's see what is the humble that truly Bible is talking about.
我们大家思想，就是当施洗约翰去责备那些文士和法利赛人，说他们是毒蛇的种类的时候，我们还认为施洗约翰是一个谦卑的人吗？
And if we think about, remember that John the Baptist actually rebuked. and the Pharisees and the scribes, and they said, "You are the serpent kind." And do you think John the Baptist is a humble person?
我们思想一下，今天有一个很奇怪的人，司徒约翰。我们知道他是吃蝗虫、野蜜、穿骆驼毛的衣服，非常奇怪的。然后这样的一个人住在荒郊野外，然后他去责备当时世界上非常有权势、有声望的一些人，就说你们都是毒蛇，而这些人来到他这里是要受他的洗的。
And if you think about that image, that would be give us some more thinking. And at that time, John is viewed as a very strange person. He eat the honeys, and he wear the skins, and live in the wilderness. And then there's a group of people in that world standard, they are famous, they are powerful, they're decent, considered decent, and they come to them, want to be baptized by him, but he said, you are the kind of, like a serpent kind of people.
所以当我们看到这个时候的司徒约翰，我们会说，诶，他是个谦卑的人吗？
So if you put in that scenario, you think that John the Baptist is a humble person?
或者我们再看到主耶稣，主耶稣同样也责备那些假冒为善的文士法利赛人，说他们你们有八祸了，八样的祸临到你们身上。
Or if we can think about Jesus, when we rebuke those hypocrisy Pharisees and scribes, says the wound to you, they have a type of wound to them.
我们那个时候就会，耶稣不过是个木匠的儿子啊，很年轻的，而且。
And we think at that time Jesus is just a son of a carpenter. It's a young man.
而那些文士和法利赛人，他们在犹太人的社会当中，他们的地位非常的高。他们很多人是在圣殿里面服侍，他们甚至是代表神来到面对这些以色列民呐。
And when Jesus said to those persons, scribes and Pharisees, and at that time in Jewish society, they're very high person. They even serve at the temple, and they even represent God towards the Israelites.
文士和法利赛人是给犹太人教导圣经的人。
And the Pharisees and scribes, they are teaching the Bible to the Israelites.
但是一个木匠的儿子，一个年轻人，却说这样的人有祸了。
But a serpent, a son of a carpenter, and a young man say to this group of people, said, "Oh, to you."
如果我们看到这个时候的耶稣，我们会认为耶稣是一个谦卑的人吗
？So if we think about Jesus in that scenario, do we think that Jesus is a humble person?
所以到底什么是谦卑呢
？So what is a humbleness？
到底什么是圣经所说的谦卑
？What is the humble that Jesus or Bible talking about？
所以我一个最方便我们理解就是司徒约翰讲的这句话：“他必兴旺，我必衰微。
”So if you want to come to very simple way to understand is what John said: He must increase, but I must decrease.
这个他指谁呢？指神。
And the he is referred to God.
我当然是指的我自己啊。
I, of course, refer to myself.
当然也表达所有像我一样的人。
Of course, this I also represent all the people like me.
这是圣经所说的谦卑。
And that is the humbleness that God Bible was talking about.
一切的荣耀归给神。
All the glory will give to God.
神要得到所有的荣耀，神要升为至高。
And God will get all the glory. He has to be lifted up most high.
所有的人，当然包括我，全部降服在神之下。我们都是卑微，我们都是渺小，我们是希望、渴望得到神的怜悯，得到神的拯救。
And all of us, including me, we all submit under God.We are looking for the mercy of God, the salvation of God.
圣经所说的真的谦卑，就是人丢掉自己的骄傲，丢掉自己的自高，愿神单单得到荣耀。
And the humble that what the Bible talk about is that people cast out their own pride, cast out their own self-edified attitude. only want God Himself be glorified.
圣经所说的谦卑，是人作为被造物的人，完全的忘记自己，完全的不要再以自我为中心，完全的顺服神的旨意，愿一切的荣耀归给神。
And the humbleness that the Bible was talking about is a man as a creation completely forgot themselves, gave away the self-centered lifestyle, rather centered as God, only God to be glorified.
然后一个真正圣经所说的谦卑的人，他们心中最大的喜乐，不是看到他们自己被升高了。
And also a truly humble person that what the Bible is talking about, their true joy,is not what they see themselves be honored.
他心中最大的喜乐是看到他们所爱的上帝，他们所敬拜的上帝被万民所尊崇，上帝得到一切的荣耀。结果这些谦卑的人，他们就说：“这是我最大的喜乐，就是看到上帝被升高，上帝得荣耀。”
And the greatest joy of those people that Bible calls humble people is that.They see only God be glorified and God be honored on the earth. And God's glory is only God himself lift up to the most high.
这就是施洗约翰所体会的这个喜乐。
And this is the joy actually accepted and experienced by the John the Baptist.
当施洗约翰的门徒来对施洗约翰就说，就是你以前施洗的那一位，他也在给人家施洗，然后很多人都到他那里去了。
And when his disciple come to John the Baptist, he said, "Hey, the person that you baptized before, and they and his people are baptizing, and the people all go to them."
也就是说，用我们今天的话说，施洗约翰他原本大量的拥护者，大量的跟从者。现在都离开了施洗约翰，去到耶稣和耶稣的门徒那里。
If you want to use today's term, basically that John, his disciples tell John, said, "Hey, a lot of fan of yours now today they run to Jesus."
然后我们要知道，当施洗约翰刚刚出来给人家施洗的时候，他是非常轰动的人物啊，他是非常非常风光的人物。
And we have to remember when John the Baptist just came out of his preach, he's a very significant figure at that time. It's a lot of influence, make a lot of noise across that region.
就是圣经说耶路撒冷犹太全地约翰和一带地方的人都出去到施洗约翰那里。
And actually, the Bible said that in Jerusalem, all the Judea and all the region around that Jordan went unto him.
So, if one person, to be simple, he has never reached the peak of the position, the most welcome position. If he falls, he may not be so painful and
painful. If you think about, let's put a common term. If a person never reached that type of significance.And it become insignificant. Maybe it's not that too terrible for that person.
但是施洗约翰曾经是非常的受欢迎，非常的被拥戴，甚至被很多很多人把他就当作一个非常伟大的人去崇拜他。施洗约翰是经历过这些的。
But that's not the case for John the Baptist. He actually used to be very popular.A person, and a lot of people actually honored him and respect him, and so he had those experience.
但是现在他发现，他的门徒告诉他，人们都离开他了，越来越多的人离开他，他现在可以说是落寞了。
But now his disciple basically tell him, now you're not that popular, and you're kind of lost the attraction.
所以。一般的人来说，这个时候他真的是会很难受，很难受的。
So for ordinary people, that would be a very bad feeling.
尤其是人跑哪去了呢？跑到那一个他曾经施洗的那一个人那里去了，就是主耶稣那里去了。
Especially the people leave him and run to that, run to whom? Run to the things, the person that he used to baptize.
所以我们在这里，其实我们可以看见，施洗约翰跟他的门徒。完全不一样。
So here we can see that John the Baptist is have a completely thing with his disciple.
其实约翰也跟世人普遍的心态也是完全不一样。
And we also can see John the Baptist has a completely different kind of manner of feeling towards these things as the ordinary people.
从人的眼光来看，就是这个时候施洗约翰应该很生气。这个时候施洗约翰应该很愤怒。
From man's eye, at that time, John the Baptist should be very mad and very angry even.
但是施洗约翰他却说，这个时候他感到非常的喜乐。
But John the Baptist said at that moment, he's very joyful.
他这个喜乐就好像一个伴郎听到真正新郎的声音。
And he even described his joy as just like the friend of a bridegroom hear the voice of a bridegroom.
然后施洗约翰他非常清楚，他自己不是新郎。他自己是伴郎，或者说是给这个真正要来的那一个做开路先锋的。
And John the Baptist actually himself is very clear. He himself is not the bridegroom. He is the one that accompanies a bridegroom. Or he said he was sent before him.
所以当施洗约翰听到耶稣越来越受欢迎了，越来越多的人到耶稣那里去了，施洗约翰心里非常非常的高兴喜乐，这就是他所盼望最盼望的一件事情。
So when you hear Jesus, there are a lot of more and more people went to Jesus, and Jesus seems more and more welcomed by the crowd, and he is very happy because he is longing for, he is looking forward this that many people come to Jesus.
所以一个自高的人，一个骄傲的人，他永远无法经历这样的喜乐。
So a person of a self-edified and a self-pride person, they will never have a chance to experience this type of joy.
而一个谦卑的人，他经历这样极大的喜乐，司徒约翰说他的喜乐满足了。
And a person with this type of humbleness, and he experienced the great joy, and like John said, his joy is fulfilled.
很多年以前哈，就是我听过一首流行歌，这个流行的歌的名字是你快乐所以我快乐。
And many years ago I hear a popular song, and the name of the song is that if you happy therefore I am happy.
我很多年前我听到这个歌，我觉得哎呀，这个歌写得好奇怪呀，一个人的快乐为什么说别人快乐他快乐呢？哎呀，我很快乐呀。
Yeah, now when I heard the song, I kind of feel kind of strange why a person's happiness is because of other people happy and I'm happy. Other people joy, I'm joy.
但是我后来我发现，其实上这是更加美的一种快乐，更加宝贵的一种快乐。
And later I find that this type of happiness or joy actually is a more precious type of happiness and joy.
就是你最爱的那一位，你最你的心里就是总在思念总在爱的那一位，如果他得荣耀如果他喜乐，那你比你自己得荣耀，比你自己得到什么，你更加的开心和喜乐。
That is precious because the one you loved, the one you care about, and he or she got the glory, and he got happiness, and you feel is even better than you yourself, be glorified or be happy.
而一个人呢总是关注我有没有得到掌声我有没有得到我想要的，如果我得到掌声，如果我得到我想要的，我就很快乐。
If a person only concerned if myself, whether I got the, got the welcome, whether I got the clap, and if I got those, I'm happy.
那事实上越是这样的人，越是关注自己快乐的人，他的
And his happiness, joy will be lost pretty quick.
所罗门写下传道书，所罗门说他想要的一切美好的东西他都得到了。
And King Solomon actually wrote the book of Ecclesiastic, and he said, well, all the joys he want to get, he got them all.
荣耀、权柄、财富。
Glory, power, and possessions.
当然他还有很多很多的嫔妃啊。
And he also have a lot of concubines.
所罗门说原来他认为他有这些东西他就会快乐。
And King Solomon said, initially thought if he owned all those things, he would be happy.
结果后来所罗门说，当他拥有这一切以后，他发现只有虚空，虚空，虚空。
And but in the end, Solomon said, when he owned all this, and he said, "It's a vanity, vanity. Everything is vanity."
所以今天很多人其实一直在重复所罗门所走过的路。
So today, actually, a lot of people are trying to follow the path that Solomon walked.
就是以自我为中心。
It's just the self-centered.
我快乐最重要。
And my happiness is most important.
大家有没有看我？大家有没有关注我？这是最重要的。
Whether other people look upon me and care about me, focus on me, that's most important.
所有人都要照顾我的感受。
All the people have to care my feelings.
我想要的东西，神你一定要给我，我才能够快乐。
And the things I want, God, you have to give to me, and then I can be happy.
其实这样的快乐不是快乐。
But this type of joy or the happy is not happy.
这样的快乐会给人带来极大的愁苦。
And this type of joy,focus on the joy, will bring a great bitterness in our life.
让一个以自我为中心的人，骄傲自高的人，最后会不仅越来越骄傲，同样的也会越来越自卑。
And a person that self-edifies, self-honored person is not become a more and more pride of himself, and more you will lost his self-esteem as well.
越来越迷失他自己了。
And it will lost.
施洗约翰，他是一个非常独立的人。
John the Baptist is a very independent person.
我们发现没有，施洗约翰没有被他的门徒对他所说的话造成任何的影响。
You can see in this case that John the Baptist actually is not influenced or affected by any word that's been spoken by his disciples.
很多的人如果经历了施洗约翰所经历的，听见施洗约翰门徒的话，很多人就会被这样的话所影响。
And many people, if he had the experience that John the Baptist had, and they probably were very much affected by the word that's spoken by his disciples.
原来你是这样评价我的。
And they will be care about, you think about me like this now.
原来你提醒我了，我现在正在失败。
You remind me now I'm kind of loser.
所以很多人听到别人对他讲这样的话，无论是贬低的，无论是称赞的，很多人就会跟着这样的话去思想，甚至做出一些选择和判断。
So people would be like this when whatever the word here people speak of them, whether it's honor them, whether despise them, they will follow those their word and can to acting and follow and thinking about that way.
所以这样的人其实迷失了。
So this type of person actually lost himself.
他的思想，他的判断被别人告诉他什么所影响和牵引了。
And his thought, his judgment actually driven by what other people told him.
所以准确地说，他失去了自己独立的人格。
So to be precise to say, when he doing this, he actually lost his own independence.
别人告诉他，你这个时候应该生气啊，你就变得很生气。
Is driven by other people. Other people say you should in this situation should be get angry, and he got very angry.
别人告诉他，哎呀，你看那个谁谁谁现在不尊重你呀，你就真的就觉得哎呀，他没有尊重我。
And other people tell us somebody not disrespect you, and you will feel, yeah, that person disrespect me right now.
或者有人告诉你，哎呀，你这样做的是对的。你看你得到了什么什么什么，然后你就想，哎呀，我这样做的真是对的。
Or someone tell you, yeah, what you're doing is right, and you feel, yeah, I'm doing right.
是这样的人其实迷失了，他失去了他自己。
So the person like this actually lost himself.
但是一个真正谦卑的人，像施洗约翰这样真正谦卑的人，他永远，他是一个完整独立的人，他有一个健康的人格。
And but a true humble person like John the Baptist, and he always have a very independent and healthy and a completely personal characteristic.
他的喜乐和哀愁不会根据别人对他的评价和或者说法有任何的影响。
his joy or his joy, happiness or unhappiness is not affected by other people.
所以很多时候, 对一个基督徒来说, 或者说真正的认识神、信靠神的人来说, 他的人格不是失去, 而是他的人格真正的得到丰盛, 丰盛的生命。
So for a Christian or for a person truly know God, a humble person, his personal characteristic, he didn't lost his personal characteristic, rather his life is literally enriched by his faith.
所以施洗约翰是说，就是他必兴旺，就是耶稣基督神，他必定兴旺，我必衰微。施洗约翰是讲这样的话。
And so when John the Baptist said he, which is God, will be increased and I'll be decreased. I must decrease.
但是施洗约翰却是一个最独立的人格，最自由的人，最不被别人所影响和牵引的人。他有非常美好、非常丰富、非常自由的人格。And
so when John says that, but he himself owns the most complete characteristic and the most freedom, and it has the abundant life, a beautiful abundant life.
所以你会忘记很多很多的人，但是你会记住施洗约翰，因为这个人太独特了。And
you may forget a lot of people, but I want you to remember that John the Baptist because he's very special.
但是施洗约翰看自己却说我必衰微。But
John the Baptist look at himself, he said, I must be decreased.
这是非常值得我们思想的地方，就是一个人看自己，他忘记自己，他忘记自己的骄傲，忘记自己的一切，他完全忘记自己。And
this is worthy us to think about it. And John the Baptist, he completely forgot himself and he forgot his own pride and about himself.
他把他所有的心思意念都投注在他爱的那一位，就是主耶稣基督身上。
And all his mind focuses on the one he loved, that's Jesus Christ.
当耶稣得荣耀的时候, 他就喜乐。
And when Jesus be glorified, his happiness is full.
他是越是这样, 结果这个人越得着丰盛的生命, 越得着美好的生命, 也越得着独特与世人迥异的生命。
And more like this, and he gained a more abundant life, more beautiful life, and the life is completely different from the world.
所以在世人看来，施洗约翰在这个时候，你应该哭啊，你应该低沉呐，你应该记恨呐，你应该嫉妒啊。在世人看来，这是你最痛苦的时候，因为你是失败者。In
world view, that John the Baptist at this time is the most miserable time and most jealous time, and because you are the loser.
但是在这个时候，施洗约翰却说：“我的喜乐满足了。”But
contrarily, John the Baptist said, my joy is fulfilled.
所以我们从新约耶稣的门徒、使徒们写下的许许多多的文字当中，我们可以看到他们都有着一样的生命。And
so from the New Testament, for a lot of the disciples, that they wrote the word they wrote down, and we can see almost all those disciples have the similar type of life.
他们当他们被世界所藐视，被世界所逼迫的时候，甚至被世界啊被当时的政权所鞭打的时候，他们心里喜乐。When
they were despised by the world, they would be looked down by this world, even persecuted by the government at that time. But they have a joy full in their heart.
他们说，因为我们经历这些，神的名得了荣耀。And
what they said is that because we experience all this, the name of God being glorified. And therefore, we are joy.
那时候世人看他们，就你们这时候应该哭啊，你们这时候应该哀愁啊，你们都被关到牢里面去了。
In the world view, I think you should be crying. You should be very sad because you guys have been put in the prison.
但是这些人呢，这信耶稣，他们却在牢中唱诗赞美神。But
those people actually they are singing in the prison cell and they are praising God.
然后这些人忘记自己。 忘记自己的骄傲，忘记自己当我舍己的人，结果他们却得着最美好的生命。Because
they at that time they forgot themselves, they denied themselves, and in return they gained the most beautiful life.
很多人对基督教信仰有一个 个误解。
And a lot of people have a misconception of Christianity.
啊，我以前跟我的一些同学啊、朋友传福音的时候，他们很多人跟我们说，我不要信你那个基督教，我不要做基督徒。
And when I preach gospel to some of my colleague and classmate, and they come to me said, I don't want to believe the Christianity that you preach to us.
好了，我说、哦、为什么呀
？And I asked them why.
他说我成为基督徒，我就失去自我了。
And basically said, if I become a Christian, then I lost myself.
我如果信主耶稣，那我自己就没有地位了。
So if I believe in Jesus, then I don't have myself.
所以我不想失去我自己。
So I don't want to lose myself.
我是非常独特的。
I'll be very unique.
所以我不要做基督徒。
I don't want to be a Christian.
基督徒都是没有自我的人。
And Christians are the people, they don't have themselves.
基督徒都是失去自己独立人格的人。
And they lost their own personality.
他们去服从一个他们心目中的主。
Because they submit themselves to a Lord in their heart.
其实他们这种对基督教的理解，对基督也完全错。
And this is actually completely wrong misconception about Christianity and Christian faith.
以前用这样的话来拒绝我给他传福音的，我的那些同学同事，我今天去看他，芸芸众生的一个。
And those people that reject the gospel I preach to them, today I'm looking at them, just one of the many.
跟所有人没有区别。
And there is no difference from the others.
每天忙忙碌碌，为什么？
Every day busy around, for what?
每天心里所思所想的，跟别人有什么不同？
And meditation in that mind every day, what's the difference from the rest of the world?
吃的，要比别人吃的好一点。
And I want to eat better food than other people.
穿的，要比别人贵一点。
And I want to wear little expensive clothing than other people.
房子要比别人